This morning, we have a guest joining us here in the studios. We're visiting this morning with Dick Cassidy, who's with us representing the Atlantic Elks Lodge. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. How long have you been an elk?
45 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of work?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. What got you into it in the first place?
I don't really know. I think everybody else was getting into it, so I got into it.
Woke up one day, I was an elk, and yep. I don't know how it happened. Yeah. It just did. But good experience for you?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of good work in the community. We donate a lot, and that's what it's all about. We do a lot with veterans, and we do give away scholarships. I forget how much we gave away last year. I think close to $10,000 in scholarships, and a lot of it comes through the national and through the state, and then we have our own also.
Sure. And you've got a lot of projects, I know, that you work on through the different times of the year that benefit folks here and in the region.
Well, just like this one coming up here on the 14th, the Sportsman's Banquet. We used to have that regularly when we was in our old building. And when we moved out, it kind of died out, and we want to bring it back. It's to give young hunters experience on gun safety and hunting safety. And we don't want them to go out into the field and go hunting if they don't know what they're going to do. So a game warden is going to be present. He's going to give a presentation to them. And then we will present a .22 rifle to them at the end.
You bet. This event coming up this Saturday, this weekend, October 14th, at the Elks Lodge, which is at 411 Walnut Street now, right just adjacent to City Hall there. 10 a.m. until after lunch, it says. Yeah, this will be a daytime event.
We'll be serving walking tacos. Everything's free. Okay, so just come and enjoy and learn something.
Okay,
so bring your. You don't have to have a grandkid. If you know a young kid that wants to go hunting, bring him. It doesn't matter.
Sure, sure. Well, it works out well. You know, there are a lot of activities downtown this weekend with the Fireman's Parade, yes. So folks can do this and not miss the parade.
Yes, they can.
Excellent. Very good. Hey, talk a little bit about the reason for doing this type of a thing. Has this always been kind of a spotlight for the Elks to do this kind of a sportsman's event?
Well, we always did it just before pheasant season opened up. Mm-hmm. And we always had a gun to give away, and we wanted people to learn how to use them correctly. You know, crossing a fence, what do you do when you cross over a fence? When you walk, which way do you point the muzzle, and so forth. And a lot of gun safety tips, and we want them to be safe out there.
Yeah, it wasn't real tough to get a game warden to come in and spend some time.
Yeah, he'll spend probably, I would assume it'll be a half hour to 45-minute presentation.
Sure.
On gun safety and hunting safety.
Yeah. Now, is this some sort of a certification program?
Not really. We'll give them a certificate, say that they have listened to the game warden and so forth on hunter safety. But we just want to be safe when they go out.
It's a chance for them to at least get their toe in the water first.
That's right.
And get a little experience there. And they do have youth hunter safety courses and things that go on out there. And that would be the next step, I suppose.
Yeah. I have no idea if they do have another course or not. That's why we're doing it.
Sure. Want to at least get them some of that early experience and things, too. Dick, talk a little bit about the Elks Lodge, some of the specific projects and things. We kind of touched on a little bit, but what types of things do the Elks do in the community?
Well, we promote veterans.
Right.
We usually have a Veterans Day and supper. Of course, we're going to have the Sportsman's Banquet. We give away scholarships. We donate a lot of money. We just donated $500 to Arise because they need the money. And people who need money, they send an application in, and we'll see if we can get it to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly it's donations and stuff like that.
And a lot of the things that the Elks do aren't just for other Elks. It's for the community at large.
It's for the community. We had a Mother's Day brunch. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I actually cooked the pancakes. I think they were all right.
And folks still came, so it was good.
They kept coming back for more.
There you go.
And we do things like that.
Yeah.
We didn't have a Father's Day brunch because no one recognizes the father like they do their mother. So, you know how that is.
Yeah. Well, I know fire safety has always been a big deal with the Elks,
too. The state has a fire prevention trailer that we've had at the fair, mm-hmm. and we get it every once in a while. And we put kids inside this trailer, and they go through a process of steps of what they have to do if this happens and so forth, and how to get out of a window if there is a fire. We have a drug prevention program that we do. Kent Gady, he's the national chairman. He's he's a member of our lodge, and he's national chairman, and he does great work there. And we have a trailer that we have that set up at the fairgrounds, too. We give away magazines on drug prevention and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we try to get to the kids.
I was going to say, because it sounds like, you know, the Sportsman's Banquet is really for youth hunter safety opportunities here. You talk about the fire trailer. That's really geared toward children. The drug safety program geared toward youngsters. So that's really a focus.
That's right. It is. But we also focus on the veterans.
Yeah.
You know, they served our country, and we got to pay them back.
You still do the program with the hides, turning hides in and things like that?
We have a deer hide program. If you are a hunter and catch a deer and field dress it and want to, don't throw the hides away, bring them into a box. We have boxes behind our lodge, and we have one over at Wyota, I believe, also. And we sent in about 100 and some hides last year.
Wow.
And they are processed somewhere down in Tennessee, and then they come back, and we take them to Marshalltown for therapy for the veterans there, and they make things, and then they sell them.
Yeah, I know. It's like, for example, they make some of the leather gloves that they use because it can be difficult when you're operating a wheelchair, for example.
Yes, and so forth.
Yeah.
Pillows.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the things that can that we might throw away, they can be turned into something really useful.
That is
for
a good program, that deer hide program.
You bet.
Very good. And we also have a program coming up that we have the application. We take junior high kids, and they write a theme on what the American flag means to them. And they are judged, and they take it to the state. And we've had state winners. We've had a national winner. And I forget what it is they can earn. I don't know whether it's a scholarship or not. I can't remember.
You bet. Patriotism also very important to the Elks Lodge. What's the health of the Elks Lodge these days? You got a lot of members?
No, we don't. Right now, these days, all the young members, which we would like to have more of, they're in the field working, or they don't have much time on their hands. They got kids going to softball, baseball, wrestling, and so forth, and they don't want to join because they don't have the time to come down there and enjoy themselves. We would like to have them come down and enjoy themselves.
Is it a tough process to join?
No. We do have an initiation process, and the initiation process is telling them what the Elks is about. Okay, we go to the different stations in the lodge, and we say what this station is for and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not difficult.
Okay. What does someone get out of Elks membership? Can they get as much as they want out of it?
They can be they can do whatever they want to do. They can help us any of these programs that they want to do. Mm-hmm. And if they just want to come down and socialize, that's all right also.
How would folks find out more about that?
Call me.
Okay.
Or call any Elk.
Yeah, or stop by if the sign's out and they're open, because I know you have some activities down there.
We'd like to take you in and just let you visit some night, see mm-hmm. what it's like. Just contact Nell and take you down and show you what's going on.
Yep.
Our building is just about remodeled. We have one room yet to do. Mm-hmm. We have a kitchen. We're going to start serving meals down there now. And we have a big ballroom and a small bar, so... It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Making the best use out of the space that you've got there.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, before you had probably more space than you needed in some respects.
Yes, and it was costing us an awful lot of money.
I understand
that's why
that.
We got out of that.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, sometimes it's just better to see the future for what it is and move forward. But still room for other people if they'd like to inquire about joining. As I said, there are signs out every now and again. There are different activities that go on there, so stop by and ask.
Stop by, walk in, the doors are unlocked. We're usually open at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, Thursdays, and Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
Okay.
We aren't open the other days because we can't find people to put the time in to open it up.
Sure.
And we usually don't have much business during those days either, on Wednesdays or Thursdays. So.
Very good. So if someone is looking to join an organization where they know they'll have some fun, they'll meet some other folks that are maybe very much like them, and they'll have a chance to help the community, this might be a chance for them.
I tell you, there's two people really to talk to. One is Dale Elmquist.
Okay.
He's been a member, and he's down there all the time, and Roger Mendenhall. They'll tell you what it's like. They're very good members.
Okay, very good. And, you know, sometimes you get in, you never get out. 45 years later, here you are.
Yeah, and a lot of donations.
You bet. Well, it's obviously has been very meaningful to you. That's why you continue to
That's
do that.
That's right.
And don't forget about that Elk Sportsman Banquet again coming up this Saturday, October 14th at the Lodge at 411 Walnut Street. That's from 10 a.m. until through the lunch hour. They'll have the game warden on hand to present that program for the young folks, especially, and a 22 rifle to be given away to
no
a lucky
cost
young
to them.
Hunter.
Food will be free. Everything's That's, free.
That was my next question. Any cost for that?
No,
it's all
no
free.
Cost.
All covered by the Elks Lodge.
Yep.
Very good. And so you get some good food and some good information there, too, all on the Elks. Hope you get a chance to take advantage of that. Yeah. Dick Cassidy, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
You bet.
And appreciate it.
Absolutely.